Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Cast. We're here to talk about anything and everything in Indianapolis Colts. I am your host, Jamal Lawrence. Eric is not here with me on this one. I am officially back in Indianapolis. I enjoyed the warm weather while I was down in South Carolina kicking it with Eric. But now we're back to business, back in the cold, the frigid cold of Indiana. So let's have some fun with it today, guys. I'm going to be short and sweet for us here. Today we're going to be talking about Anthony Richardson. But before we get into that, please go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Helps us out. We're trying to still build up to that 2,000 subscribers. Help us get it there. We appreciate all you guys listening, gals as well, listening, commenting below. Tell us what you think about each and every episode. It's always greatly appreciative. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Today, like I said, we're going to be talking about Mr. Anthony Richardson himself and why he and some things that'll help him flourish going into this 2024 year. And just kind of top off his end of season press conference, kind of a reaction for us here. So as you guys know, AR did have his press conference on Thursday, and it was just great. It was a refreshing thing to see, a refreshing thing to hear. He looked good. He sounds good. He sounds confident with everything, every question that came his way. And I kind of like I like his poise. I mean, we knew this coming in. We knew when we drafted him what to expect from him from a mental standpoint. But man, I tell you guys, he, and I know everybody knows this, but he is such a humble person. Like, you know, the locker room has to rock with him heavy because every time he talks, he's just like, it's a very cool laid back manner. It's all good. Life's fine. But you know, we have ups and downs, but it's all good because we're going to keep rocking where we are. So I can always appreciate that from AR whenever he talks. And Thursday was no different. So I'm just going to kind of highlight some things he talked about in his interseason press conference. No particular order at all. Just kind of some things that stood out to me. And the first one was when he talked about, and I appreciate this the most, when he talked about how he was able to learn more about the offense and the defense in a more structured and slower manner for what it's worth, because he wasn't having to get on the field and make those decisions play after play. Now, that was a big topic of discussion, of course, coming in after he was drafted. We all said, you know, Eric and I made episodes about it and talked about it, you know, for weeks on whether or not Anthony Richardson should get that nod to be the starter as a rookie, or if he should sit on the bench and we kind of develop him a little bit on the bench and figure out what needs to happen. Well, unfortunately, we all know what happened. The injury happened. Multiple injuries happened, but the one season-ending injury happened, which caused him to have to sit on the sideline for the rest of the season. But, of course, this means that he mellow this thing out, teach him all about, like he mentioned, not only the offense, which we know this playbook is going to be designed and has been designed for Anthony Richardson, but the defense as well, for him to learn these reads better, to make better decisions when he's going to be on the field in 2024. And I'm all about that, okay? Some of the best quarterbacks we see in the league right now were people who sat behind another quarterback for a year or two. Now, of course, you know, albeit those really weren't because of injuries, you know, to them starting from their rookie season. But the point is he was able to now take that back seat for a season, learn. Learning is what the game's all about. I think it's great because he gets to see the speed of the game at a different perspective. You're understanding the game from the sideline, from the press box, from film. It's a completely different atmosphere than obviously when you're sitting on that field and have to turn it on play after play. So, of course, I hate the injury happen, but I'm just glad to hear that he was able to embrace this learning curve that he had, that he managed to have. And not only that, but he got to do it with Shane Steichen, this mastermind, at a tempo that was comfortable for him. All the coaches on the staff, of course, the quarterback room, and of course, the rest of the team. Now, we talk about this because we know he's a freak athlete. He can run. He can throw. These things aren't going to change for Anthony Richardson. We know that. Of course, we know the accuracy thing, yada, yada, yada. He's going to be working on that. But now that he has the element of understanding what's going on in that playbook, which I'm pretty confident he feels very good about it now, as well as knowing those reads a little bit better than he did coming out of college. Listen, the rest can take care of itself once he gets on the field. He's going to get back to running. He's going to get back to throwing. And now he has a whole year under his belt learning it with the head coach and his teammates. So now we can take a step back and take a deep breath, because it sounds like he's going to start back throwing here soon. He's going to be okay in that department. And we're going to be good mentally. And that's what matters so much in this game. It's a mental game. So he's going to be able to make these great decisions. Now, another thing he talked about, which, you know, kind of leads right into what I was just talking about, being on the field, was he said, someone asked him about his style of play. Does he foresee that changing? He says, you know, I don't think my style is going to change. Doesn't see any changes coming from him. But what he did say is he has to prevent the ones he can control. Then he said, I'll stay the same, get what I can get and get down. And when the game's on the line, do what I have to do. Of course, I'm paraphrasing half of those right there. But the point is this. So we knew, you know, we knew that he was a runner. He ran the ball great. Four rushing touchdowns for us in the first couple of games. I mean, phenomenal, exciting times. But he also took some big hits. And when he talks about, you know, having to prevent the ones you can control, of course, we know that means sliding. That means getting out of bounds. You don't have to take these hard-nosed hits with these linebackers who are just as strong, just as fast, I don't want to say just as fast, but just as strong and aggressive, and they're going to play until the whistle every single time. So I think that it's one of those things where, of course, we all know Steichen's talked to him. We know Ballard's talked to him. I'm sure he's watched the film on himself, seeing these things, where he's going to make smarter plays coming forward for us. We're not going to have to worry about seeing Anthony Richardson try to take the game into his hands when it doesn't need to be. He's going to slide. He's going to get out of bounds if he needs to. But then, like he said, when the game's on the line, he's going to do what he has to do. And that's what I expect from this guy. I mean, we're talking about a monster athlete. He's going to be able to control his tempo a little bit better after seeing film, after hearing people talk to him, after seeing all the other injuries from other players from taking these hits that they shouldn't be taking. It's a wake-up call. We're in the NFL now. So I'm excited to see what he's going to bring to the table with that, because he is going to, I'm telling you, he is going to just pose this threat with the running game. He's going to pick up right where he left off, and I'm excited to see it. Now, we also asked him about, I shouldn't say we, they also asked him, you know, about some of the players he's excited to be back on the field with. Jonathan Taylor, man, that combination is going to be ruthless. We all know that. It's going to be crazy just to see. We saw JT have multiple breakout runs this year, and that was Minshew beside him running that RPO. Do you know what kind of threat it's going to pose to the defense when you have Anthony Richardson right there and JT right beside him? They're going to be stacking the box all game long. All that's going to do is open up the play action for us. Boom, get that ball downfield, because he has the cannon to get that ball downfield. So I'm excited to see that. They also asked him about if he, you know, want to see MPJ back. And he said, of course, he would love to see the whole team back, but he knows it's not the way it works. Things happen. You know, Michael Pittman Jr. has already said that he's going to, he wouldn't be doing his due diligence if he didn't, you know, see what other teams are going to offer. We'll talk about Michael Pittman Jr.'s contract and all that other good jazz here in a later episode. But what I'm excited for is if this entire squad is back. We saw what happened when we had Minshew back there. We get Anthony Richardson back there, can get those deep balls downfield to Alec Pierce, who was wide open on multiple accounts this year. We get those quick screens to Michael Pittman Jr. We get these Josh Down dump offs across the middle of the field. Listen, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy real quick. And, you know, they asked him, what do you miss? What did you miss about the game? He said the playoffs. Now, of course, he's saying that because he wasn't out there, you know, not just because he wasn't out there, but just in general, the team missed the playoffs because he wasn't a part of it. Listen, Anthony Richardson has one thing on his mind. That's to get this squad a Super Bowl, and not just one, multiple. I know that's every player's goal at the end of the day. They want to get Super Bowls. They want to get titles. But you're the face of the franchise like this young guy is, who's hungry, who's excited, who's humble, and knows what it takes to get there. Listen, how can you not root for him and see, knowing that no matter who's out there with him, he's going to try to elevate them to as high as they can, the same way they're going to try to elevate him to his absolute height. It's just an exciting time to see. I mean, drop your comments below. Like I said here, we want to hear what you think about Anthony Richardson in this press conference, because it's going to be an exciting time for us in 2024. I know I've said the word exciting at least 30 times so far, But you can't just help but get a smile on your face when you see and you hear this man talk about, you know, kind of these how the season progressed for him in a negative way as well as in the positive way. You know, he talked about how he had to take a step back. This is his first time ever, first season he's ever missed. He's growing up, his football is all he knew. It's all he knew. So I and for me personally, I like that he kind of had to have that realization with himself, because you don't take it for you take it you don't want to take the game for granted every time you walk out there. You know, you don't want to go out there and just be like, hey, listen, man, I'm gonna come back out here next week and do this again. He had a chance, an unfortunate chance, or an unfortunate injury for us this year that set him to the sidelines. Now he knows that the next game isn't promised. All right, every single game you're out there, you got to make it count, which I think is going to bring a new element to his game where he's going to elevate himself and the people around him. He's prime. I mean, he's going to be prime once he gets on this field throwing, guys. Whole new look on the game because of what Shane's teached him. Goodness, I cannot speak today. What Shane has taught him, and focusing on the team and what they expect moving forward for us. I think it's going to be a great, great offseason. Curious to see about some of these moves that Ballard has talked about. You know, see how free agency will work for us, see how the draft will work for us. We'll get into those when we do some draft predictions for us. Like I said, I just wanted to bring a quick episode on Anthony Richardson's end of season conference. And just to let y'all know, like I said, I mean, this man's going to flourish. All the cards are right here for us on the table for him to flourish. Whether or not we add more depth at the tight end room, at the receiver room for him, he has the weapons around him. We've seen it on tape this year that there are enough weapons out there that just weren't getting utilized as well as they should have been. So we get someone out there who can help try to utilize this team a little bit more. Guys and gals, the playoffs are there. And more. Shane Steichen's there. Anthony Richardson is there. My man is going to get healthy, get back on this field, and it's just going to be an exciting offseason for the Indianapolis Colts. And I think just a bit more exciting than what it was last season because, you know, everybody's attitude leading into this right now is great. Everybody. Of course, it's somber time. We lost the playoff game, or we lost the game to get into the playoffs. That's long gone now. Hey, everybody's ready for the draft. They're ready for the offseason. They're ready to get the 2024 season kicked off. I don't know about y'all, but I am pumped for what the Indianapolis Colts are going to be doing. Like I said, drop your comments below. If you're still here, be sure to subscribe. Hit that like button for us. Let us know what your thoughts are on this. We're going to have a bunch of fun episodes coming for you here in the future, getting into this offseason. But as always, we are on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Watch us here on YouTube. Y'all take care. Stay safe out here with this crazy weather. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch y'all here next time. See ya.